Most speed records are broken by seconds or minutes. Yesterday, a Fairbanks cyclist demolished the Iditarod Trail Invitational record by almost a full week. KNOM's Anna Rose MacArthur has more from the finish in Nome.
After pedaling almost 1,000 miles from Kinnick Lake to Nome, Jeff Oatley rolled across the finish at 4:53 p.m. yesterday, totaling 10 days, 2 hours, and 53 minutes. The previous record was 17 days and 2 hours.
It's fun. I had a great time the whole time. There was not a lot of times when I was out there going, I wish I was at my desk doing work. I was having a blast.
This was Oatley's first race all the way to Nome, but Oatley is no rookie. He's completed the 350-mile route to McGrath 10 times. Only this year, he rode with a different goal in mind.
The mentality going in is, I'm going to get to Nome, no matter what. I'll get to Nome.
Oatley is not the only one who broke a record this year. So did Heather Best, Oatley's wife. Best completed the 350 miles to McGrath in 2 days, 13 hours, and 14 minutes, undercutting the shortest time in the women's division by over 27 hours. This year's shattering speeds are attributed to the lack of fresh snow. Dirt and ice, a lot of it glare ice, covered most of the trail, and the snow that did appear was mostly hard-packed. Oatley says the trail offered little reason to slow down or dismount, an option he welcomed when it came along.
I was not unhappy a few times when I had to get off to walk up hills and things like that. I didn't want any snow to slow me down because I was enjoying going fast, but when you never get off the bike, when you're just riding fast all the time, you get to a point where everything hurts from that too. So it's nice to just change things up and get off the bike and walk.
But this toll, Oatley says, is only temporary.
It's a recreation, you know. It's and stress isn't necessarily a bad thing on the body or mental stress. It's just sort of a state you're in and you got to recover from.
Though racers who complete the Invitational to Nome travel almost 1,000 miles of Alaska's wilderness, winners receive no prizes, no money, no compensation. But Oatley says the race itself is its own purse.
Life is very simple when you're doing that kind of racing. You're just riding and eating and sleeping, and that's it. And it's got a very nice rhythm, and it's fun, and you're out and just awesome, incredible scenery. It's so stunningly beautiful, and it's just so hostile. I mean, the wind just seems like it's just eating at you from every direction all the time, and it's an experience. It's fun.
And as far as shattering records goes, well, Oatley remains unfazed.
I mean, people can say whatever they want. I mean, it's just a record. It'll get broken eventually.
16 competitors remain on the trail to Nome. 11 are on bikes and 4 on foot. They come from 7 different countries. Reporting from Nome, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.